Job chapter 39. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats bring forth among the rocks? Or hast thou observed the hinds when they fawn? Hast thou numbered the months of their conceiving? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves to bring forth young, and they cast them, and send forth roarings. Their young are weaned and go to feed. They go forth, and return not to them. Who hath sent out the wild ass free? And who hath loosed his bonds? To whom I have given a house in the wilderness, and his dwellings in the barren land. He scorneth the multitude of the city. He heareth not the cry of the driver. He looketh round about the mountains of his pasture, and seeketh for every green thing. Shall the rhinoceros be willing to serve thee, or will he stay at thy crib? Canst thou bind the rhinoceros with thy thong to plow? Or will he break the clods of the valleys after thee? Wilt thou have confidence in his great strength, and leave thy levers to him? Wilt thou trust him that he will render thee the seed, and gather it into thy barn floor? The wing of the ostrich is like the wings of the heron, and of the hawk. When she leaveth her eggs on the earth, thou perhaps wilt warm them in the dust. She forgetteth that the foot may tread upon them, or that the beasts of the field may break them. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. She hath labored in vain, no fear constraining her. For God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he given her understanding. When time shall be, she setteth up her wings on high. She scorneth the horse and his rider. Wilt thou give strength to the horse, or clothe his neck with neighing? Wilt thou lift him up like the locusts? The glory of his nostrils is terror. He breaketh up the earth with his hoof. He pranceth boldly. He goeth forward to meet armed men. He despiseth fear. He turneth not his back to the sword. Above him shall the quiver rattle. The spear and shield shall glitter. Chasing and raging he swalloweth the ground. Neither doeth he make account when the noise of the trumpet soundeth. When he heareth the trumpet he saith, Ha! Ha! He smelleth the battle afar off. The encouraging of the captains, and the shouting of the army. Doeth the hawk wax, feathered by thy wisdom, spreading her wings to the south? Will the eagle mount up at thy command, and make her nest in thy places? She viveth among the rocks, and dwelleth among cragged flints, and stony hills, where there is no access. From then she looketh for the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones shall suck up blood, and where's over the carcass shall be. She is immediately there. And the Lord went on, and said to Job, Shall he that contendeth with God be so easily silenced? Surely he that reproveth God ought to answer him. Then Job answered the Lord, and said, One thing I have spoken, which I wish I had not said, and another, to which I will add no more.